Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who depend so much on price for product and weather our state's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Farmer-led, what else is new? When a small group of people, including the old Stockyards guy, decided we needed a facility in our city to tell the story of agriculture in the region, we needed a few dollars to get started. Several individuals and business folks jumped in, and we thank them. I'm proud to tell you that South Dakota Corn led the charge, and because of their financial assistance, help with the design and overall leadership, the Ag Experience Barn at Falls Park is doing a bang-up job of educating both young and old who have little if any knowledge of our food supply. The corn exhibit, soybean exhibit, pork, beef, and dairy exhibits, along with lots of other ag-related stories, are truly second to none. Most importantly, accomplish the intended purpose to tell the story of our farm families. Well, guess what? South Dakota Corn is at it again. This time the location will be the Kirby Science Discovery Center at the Washington Pavilion in downtown Sioux Falls. The new exhibit's called Grow It, involves 3,000 square feet of ag-related exhibits which feature interactive experiences such as climbing into the cab of a tractor and experience a simulated drive through a field. Visitors can also delve into the underground to learn about bugs and the earth and the water and soil chamber, plus the exhibit features a barn and a grocery store. Folks, this opportunity at the Kirby Science Discovery Center at the Pavilion is special. South Dakota Corn wishes to thank the other sponsors, Avera, Kellogg, Pipestone, Poet, Raven, and South Dakota State. The exhibits and fun experience at the Kirby Science Discovery Center at the Pavilion and at the Stockyards Ag Experience Barn are exceptional. Bring the entire family and enjoy. This weekend we celebrate the birthday of our wonderful nation. I can't think of a time when that celebration will be more welcome. When I was a kid, there weren't many holidays or birthdays that happened during the summer in which we did chores early, gathered with our cousins, enjoyed a picnic, fireworks, and a lot of fun. The 4th of July was one of those. From all of us at South Dakota Corn, you be safe in your labors. Thanks for what you do, and happy birthday, America.